Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Carlos Santana bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. George Troy is our guest. George is the consultant with the Grayson's Company. He's the author of The Five Laws of Retail, How the Most Successful Businesses Have Mastered Them, and how you should too. George, thanks again for being here. GeorgeTroy.com is his website. You've had some predictions for 2019 that you recommend for retail folks. Can we talk about some of those a little bit and maybe some of them that have come to pass?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, number one, Jim, you know, I got to say that I'm a worrier. And maybe a lot of retailers are worriers. In this Christmas season, the season that we've just kicked off, just started, there is some risk. The biggest risk, of course, is that there's a week less shopping time between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And a lot of people have talked about that. And all of your retailers, all
last
your
year, last year there was extra. It was early, right? Thanksgiving was early in the
month. That's right. That's right. And it was a great year. It was a terrific year last year. So this year got off to a great start. Black Friday was strong. That weekend was strong, both online and in stores. I think total sales were $7.5 billion for the day after Thanksgiving, and the weekend was strong. But there isn't, you know, there's
but did I hear though that the foot traffic on Black Friday wasn't as much?
That is correct. They, you know, the foot traffic was a little bit less, but they spent money. The people who were there spent money. Mm-hmm. So you know, the mix is a little bit different. But the other thing is that Christmas this year is on a Wednesday. And that's about the worst darn day of the week.
I hate it when Christmas is in the middle of the week.
Oh, I know. I know. You want it to be like on a Monday and then people have the weekend off or even a Tuesday.
You know, we should pass a law, right? Like Labor Day. I'm teasing. Don't call me. I'm just teasing. Go ahead, George.
Have it always on a 3-day weekend. Yeah.
That's right.
So, you know, I'm just hopeful. We're into it now. So people who are retailers, your customers, your listeners who are retailers, they're into it. They're committed. So it's all about execution now. But, you know, there's an old saying in retailing. You've probably heard of it. Shoot while the ducks are flying.
Yeah.
So if your sales are good, congratulations. If they're soft, you've got to take those markdowns and move that inventory so you don't go into January heavy on inventory. That's the main thing right now.
I've worked, you don't know this about me, George, but I've worked for 9 years in retail in my early, starting out my career. And seven of those were with Sears Roebuck. And we had something that we call the 13th month. And that was the seven days between Christmas Day and New Year's Day. We called it the 13th month, and we would do as much business the week after Thanksgiving almost as we did the month before, the 3 weeks before.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of businesses like that, and a lot of online businesses are that way. They call it the tail, you know, the tail, which is the January time period and after Thanksgiving, after Christmas, and it can be very strong. If you're prepared and the prices are right.
But you got to plan for it. That's what you talk to your clients all the time about. You got to have a plan for that. We had a strategy. We had a Christmas strategy, and we had a 13th month strategy. And we worked hard on both of them.
Yeah, sure.
Planning them.
Yeah. Well, you were there when the company was still pretty strong.
Oh, it was still a legend. It was still legendary. Yeah, it was. I mean, it was where people bought probably, I don't know, the average, you know, small town that had a Sears, they probably bought, you know, there was Sears and JCPenney's, and that was it.
Well, Sears is a great story in the retail industry because of the catalog. They were a pioneer in the catalog, which was kind of a precursor to Amazon and buying things online.
Right. That's right.
I mean, we didn't have
remote,
that then. But
it's all remote sales, right?
People in small towns all across the country could buy just about anything from a Sears catalog, and they look forward to getting it. So It's very similar to what Amazon does now.
Is Amazon the enemy of retail? Main Street?
No, of course not. I don't think so at all. It's, you know, and they have open stores. In fact, I just looked at one of their stores here in my neighborhood. And so it's very interesting.
That doesn't make them the enemy of small business retail, though, George.
No, I don't think so. It doesn't mean they're going to be successful at it either, by the way. You know, I think their bookstores are doing okay, but they've got that other concept stores. It's just sort of a, you know, collection of stuff. I don't know what, they don't have very many of those.
Well, I will tell you though, George, and I have to say this, I have to stick this in there. Amazon is an unethical company. They operate,
you know,
they do a lot of things unethically to online. And my company is a victim of their lack of ethics. And it's,
I'm sorry about that.
Well, and what I mean by that is it's by the way that their algorithms create these scenarios that hurt smaller companies.
Yeah.
I've called them out on it, and they don't deny it. They just say, well, it's the algorithms.
Yeah. Well, I know exactly what you're talking about, and they also have a reputation that they don't treat their people very well. It's not a great environment to work in.
Well, their goal is control, ultimately control. I have a quote from Bezos on that, so we know that. Hey, George, hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back. But Main Street retailers, you can survive, you can thrive in this environment, but you got to be in the 21st century. You don't have to beat Amazon in this race, but you do have to run in the race. Quick break. Right back with George Troy. I'm Jim Blassing. I'm sitting with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.